Hey, everybody, welcome to the Gigabyte Metropolis Bananagram. That's right. Here with Josh again. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, dude? Good.
All right. So today, thought we could talk a little bit about frequency of eating. So, you know, there's a lot of different, not just diets out there, but like ways of eating right now. So everything from, I mean, heck, you've got the old style bodybuilding style of eating where it's, you know, minimum of three small meals a day to make sure that you're stoking the fires and keeping it, you know, keeping the stove burning. And then, you know, you've got all the way from, you know, the intermittent fasting, different protocols of that, even, you know, looking at different eating windows. And as well, how many times you might eat, you know, what else is out there? The warrior diet, which typically, you know, different variations of it, of course, where they've got like you eat once a day, but like graze throughout the day. Kind of weird. you know, I've explored so many different ways of eating right now. You know this. I mean, intermittent fasting is something that I've done for years. It's just a good way that I really enjoy eating. And I only eat, you know, two meals a day. And today that we could really talk about this. And so, you know, what to eat, how much to eat, when to eat it, that sort of good thing. So we'll let you go ahead and jump in there and talk a little bit about how often should we be eating?
Yeah, we have tons of questions about this. Like, this is something that, like, it really is so all over the place that everyone doesn't know. And it's interesting because, like, the research on eating frequency shows that there actually is a wide range of what's possible. That optimal can be anywhere from 2 to 5 meals a day. So, and when I say meal in this, I mean like times of eating. Right. So like the old bodybuilder way of like 3 meals, 3 snacks would be like considered like 6 meals in eating frequency research. So there is this wide range, but most people are going to do better like somewhere in the 3 to 4 meal range. Right. And this is one of those things where, it is totally cool. Like if intermittent fasting works for you, and it also is totally cool if someone's like a high level athlete and they need to, and they do have like some reason that they need to eat 5 times a day or whatever. Those two things are cool. And yet for most people, what's going to work the best for like practicality and for being able to eat their, regulate their own eating naturally is going to be somewhere in like 3 to 4 meals, right? So, the thing about like super high frequency eating, like snacking a lot, is that, one, most of our clients, like, so population makes a difference, right? Most of our clients aren't super high level athletes and they aren't bodybuilders, right? They aren't like, I need to maintain 220 pounds of muscle, you know?
Yeah, so
I
exactly. Need to, you know? We're talking like the, let's just be honest, like the average Joe out there, you know, like us, right? We're not, as you say, bodybuilders or extreme athletes or anything like that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, like most of our people like are just like folks that have like families and work and want to be fit and move well. And so most of them don't need to like, what would you say? Stoke the metabolic fire, which is not a thing.
On now. Really? Are you? I'm just sorry. Sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead. Continue.
You're shocked, right? You're shocked.
Yeah, I never knew that. Wow. Sorry.
And then the other thing is just that like, so for like the average person that's eating a bunch of times a day, it's mostly because they're bored or tired or procrastinating or stressed out or whatever. And so most of the time snacking, is like, has nothing to do with like health and fitness. It's just like managing an emotion or stress. Right.
So, I mean, similar to smoking, I hate to bring it up that way, but I do know, you know, I know people who smoke and when they try to quit, it's such a habit of just simply putting something into their mouth that they find that they end up just snacking more because they are in that habit of bringing something up to their face, basically.
Yeah.
You know, instead of smoking, they end up snacking. And so, I don't know, that just came to mind when you were saying that. Yeah.
Well, and like, so there's that thing of like putting something in their mouth. And then there's also the thing of like managing their emotions with this like external thing. Right. Which I think is kind of like the podcast we did like 2 or 3 podcasts ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it went really into how to manage that. Yeah. Right. So if someone's looking for like 5 ways to manage that, that's back there. But for now, like for our, purposes here, the big thing is just to note that like, if it feels like if you had a balanced meal and you had enough of your meal and you're hungry in between meals, that's probably like, if you want food in between meals, it's probably not hunger. Right.
I have a question about that. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah,
No.
There's just so much information out there. So I just think this is such a great point, and especially because, you know, with me intermittent fasting, and I've just over the years understood that I'm going to possibly feel hungry. But what I do find is that when I do feel hungry during those times, if I just drink a glass of water, I'm usually fine. And the question I have for you is, I've heard some people say that sometimes hunger is not hunger, but actually the fact that you're dehydrated. And is that a thing?
Yeah. So, and people get silly about it and they're like, oh, you should super hydrate and blah, blah,
blah. Yeah.
You don't need to do that. But if you're dehydrated, some people will absolutely feel that as hunger. And usually the people that are in that position will say the exact same thing that you said, where they're like, if I just drink a glass of water, then I feel fine. Right. And then besides that, also physical fullness has to do with your stretch reflex of your stomach, right? And so like just putting something in there can help. And then like psychological cravings and stuff like that. Sometimes if people go get a glass of water, like that gives them a chance to take a break at work or whatever. And
that's a good point.
That's really all they needed.
I got you, cool.
But so to the absolute base level of like dehydration, absolutely. And also tiredness, and also, you know, there are a lot of things that can actually make us feel hungry. So that's kind of like one end is the like, the other thing about that is just that like, tons and tons and tons of research on, snacking doesn't impact, how much people eat at meals. So like if someone has lunch and they have dinner and you put a snack in between or you don't put a snack in between, they'll still have the same amount of dinner. Right. So if someone like did want to eat 5 times a day or whatever, you would have to actually like manage eating less at meals.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Won't do that naturally.
Yeah. That's interesting. And so
that's the biggest thing we're trying to get at is giving people some guidelines and skills where they can regulate their food naturally. Right.
That's good. Yeah. And I coming back to what you said, it might have good intentions, but you know, if you don't have a plan, then it ain't going to happen. Right. And so I guess, you know, that's kind of where we're going at with this. So this is really good. If you talk a little bit more about the emotional side of things, like, checking in with yourself and how that can actually help in terms of what you need. Do you need a snack? Maybe you don't. Go a little bit into that. Is that cool?
Yeah. So like the super quick overview is that we like to put in a guideline of like fasting 4 to 6 hours between meals, not as like a rule, but as like a thing to go like, if it's been less than 4 hours and I want food, I should totally check in. I should check in like, am I hungry for a complete meal? Do I feel this feeling in my stomach? Do I feel a hollow feeling in my stomach? Or is it something else? And if I pause, like does it build or fade, right? So a lot of times if you feel a craving and we go back to work or we go back to hanging out with our family or we like you know, if we just like participate in whatever we're going to be doing anyway, for a little while, it'll actually fade. Whereas hunger typically continues to build and build. Like 20 minutes later, you'll be more hungry. You'll feel more of a hollow feeling in your stomach. You'll want a balanced meal more versus like a craving, you know, it can pass. And so that's a good way to check in. You can also look at the situation. And looking at the situation can be super useful, where you're like, oh yeah, I've got this project I don't want to do, or I've got this thing that I'm supposed to do that I'm not good at, or like I just got yelled at by my boss or a customer or whatever. That's usually a pretty solid red flag that like that's not actual hunger, right? So there are a lot of ways to go. Like this isn't food. And if hunger isn't the problem, then food isn't the solution. Right. So,
yeah, just super interesting. And I don't want to go too far into it, but it's like, oh man, I need a drink, man. I had a rough day. I need a drink, you know?
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. I'll have a drink, but like, you know, I hear you. It's not that you maybe don't need it, but it's kind of just taking a step back and say, okay, is this simply because something else happened, or is it actually because I'm hungry is what you're saying? And I like
that.
Yeah. Really good.
And like the thing about the drink is like, am I having my favorite whiskey ever because it's fun to sit on the porch with my fiance and or is it like, oh, I had a bad day, I'm going to.
Right.
Lamps, exactly. You know?
Yeah. Like
the context is just so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just going to drink a case of beer, you know?
Yeah.
God, I just thought of that. Sorry, I couldn't do that. Okay, this is really cool. So looking at, you know, the snacking portion of it, really, you know, coming back and saying, all right, like we just talked about, is this emotional or is this really because I'm hungry? So you're going to say something.
Oh, I just didn't want to forget that the other question that we get a ton is like, do I need to have something right after I work out? I work out first thing in the morning. Do I need to have something right before it? That kind of stuff, right? And since we get that question a lot, this is one of those things where like it's population dependent, right? Most of the people I work with aren't professional athletes and, you know, like and that's the thing. Like if you're not working out twice a day, if you aren't like, you know, training for some big event, then the research is pretty clear that what matters is like your protein throughout the day. And your total energy consumed throughout the day, right? If you're an endurance athlete, then sure, you might need to replenish glycogen stores right after your workout. If you're a bodybuilder, you might need to get protein like right after workout. For like 99% of our clients, if you need it over the course of a day, then you're still going to be able to build the strength you want to build. You're going to be able to build the muscle. You're going to be fine. You know,
yeah, and that's great to hear too, because I do know that, let's be honest, with the media out there and so many different things that we're seeing, it's like, you know, immediately after you got, well, for one, you've got to do your pre-workout. You got to get your pre-workout in, right? And then during your workout, you need to sip on your protein drink to make sure that, you know, you have the energy to get through. And then after you're done, you got to refuel, you know, and get that protein in and everything. And so, yeah, and what I'm just saying here is, that I know that for a lot of people that can be just overwhelming. And so just to have that freedom to say, okay, I'm going to be fine. If I just focus on my meals and eat quality food and get in quality protein, then I'm going to be fine. Probably don't need to drink a protein drink. So this was the big thing with me as well. I actually do, because I'm so jacked and I have to keep my muscles huge. I'm joking, of course, but yeah, quality of food, I think, like you always say, I think is one of the most important things. So yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, and people should meet their protein requirement, right? Yeah, yep. Like you should actually get enough protein. But it's one of those things where like if people are like, oh, if I have a little protein before I work out in the morning, I get nauseous. Then don't.
Yeah, that's right? Yeah, for me, and that's why I actually I got into the intermittent fasting because of that, because I was doing handstands. And getting upside down with a full stomach just wasn't working. And so that's
cool.
Right. And so that's really why I got into it. And then just found that I actually, did better that way for me personally. And
yeah,
speaking of this, like, let's go ahead and get into this whole, the fasting
stuff,
you know, like looking at, you know,
super popular right now,
right? So, you know, eating two times a day. You know, I've explored so many different ways. Now, one way I actually like eating, and a lot of people are going to poo-poo this because they're going to go, what the hell? Now, remember, I'm a little bit different. I wouldn't say that I'm an athlete, but this is my job. I am doing a lot of stuff.
You're kind of an athlete.
I'm kind of an athlete. Yeah. I am doing a lot during the day. I actually do drink a protein drink, okay? But it's a vegan. It's a vegan protein drink. It's not whey. But the thing is I actually like to eat not the 16-8, but I actually like – fasting for almost 20 hours and then I eat during a 4-hour window. And a lot of people are like, what the hell? But for me, it works out well. But let's talk a little bit about this whole stuff, mainly probably talking about 16-hour fast and an 18-hour eating window.
Usually.
That's usually like the typical thing. So if you could talk a little bit about that, I'm excited to hear what you got to say about this. So
Yeah, super popular right now. And it's popular because it absolutely does work for a portion of people, right? Totally works. I'm generally into like less, you know, like we're talking about snacking stuff, like generally less frequent eating works better for like for maintaining weight and things like that. But the thing is, there's a lot of people that it doesn't work for, right? And it's really, really what we're coming down to is like practicality. And so like it very clearly works for you, and that's awesome. I've had clients that it very clearly works for, and also clients who really wanted it to work that it didn't.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Like anything, it's gotta be good for you, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So just because I do something or someone else does something doesn't mean you should be doing it, right? So yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like it's one of those things where generally what we're looking to do is we're looking to set up guidelines and teach people skills where they can notice what is and isn't hunger, right? And we want people to, generally we want people to eat when they're hungry and stop when they're full. And we want them to understand the difference between hunger and stress, right? Like at the most basic level, that's what we're going for. And so it can be helpful to have people eat when they're hungry. And for people that are hungry in the morning, to have them like artificially skip that because they've got a rule like 16-8, generally tends to backfire, right? Like the people that do well with 16-8 fasting or 24 fasting tend to feel pretty good doing it, and like it very clearly works. And the flip side is there's a bunch of people where they're pushing through a lot of true hunger.
Yeah, yeah.
And they tend to like make worse choices and way overeat in that 8-hour window, right? And so
I could definitely see that. And again, I'm sorry to keep bringing it back to me, but I'm just using it kind of as a reference point.
Well, you know? It works for you.
Right. And I've actually like, it's not like I just woke up one day and I'm like, I'm going to fast for 20 hours. And you know, the thing is though, it's that's just how it ends up being for me because I'm working all day and I've, you know, got my workouts and things that I'm doing during the day. And by that time I'm like, I'm ready to put my food down. And I'm very lucky. And you know, this too, that my wife is such a fabulous, you know, cook, and the food that we're eating is just so good and she gets it. And so she always knows, okay, this is how this weirdo is eating today. But, you know, I'm not always on the 24. And so, like, you know, there are days where I might just be like, hey, you know what? I'm hungry right now. I want lunch. And I eat. So, like, just what you're saying, I'm not so set in my ways that if I don't do this, then I'm a bad person. You know what I mean? So it's always, I'm like what you said, it's trying to have that relationship with my body and awareness to know that I need something and not just doing something because it's written on a piece of paper saying that I should be doing it a certain way.
Well, and also like to be fair, you're probably not our average client. Right.
And that's the thing. And that's why, even though I feel bad even bringing myself up with this, but I just, you know, well, let's be honest, it's G&B, but you know, we got to let people understand that, again, just because I might do something doesn't mean it's good for you. And we need to really look at, again, bringing it always back to what do you need?
Yeah.
And that's why I love having you on here, because you're able to say, all right, this might not be something you need. Let's instead look at, for example, being better aware of your body, you know, at least fasting 4 hours between your meals, taking a look at hunger and, you know, having these skills to focus on to find what's right for you.
Yeah, like it just made me think of like a conversation I had with Andy, where he was like, okay, someone wants to like move really well. You could say like, oh yeah, I do martial arts for 20 years, right? And like you're at a different place at that point, but instead, like, that's not really an answer. Where
yeah, right,
you know. Yeah. So like we've got like elements and Mobius and like these things to have people. To have like people that have lives and like aren't essentially like professional workout exactly. People like to like build that, you know, to like build like really solid like movement awareness. And like that's kind of what we're getting at here, where I get like the thing is, I know we've had plenty of conversations. I know how much time and reflection you've put into figuring out what works for you for your nutrition.
Right. And like anything, it's bringing back to the movement again. It's you know, I have been doing this for so long, and it's that reflection. And so really, I, you know, that's what we're trying to say is, you know, reflect on what you need. And instead of just doing something because it's an arbitrary diet rule.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually what it all comes back to. Right. You know, like, it, and if someone, there are people in the Eating Skills program right now that are playing with 2 meals a day. And there are people in the Eating Skills program right now that are playing with 5 meals a day. And the majority of people are doing like 3 to 4 meals a day. That's cool. Like a perfect bell curve, and that's reality. And that's, everyone in that game is paying attention. Right. And everyone's seeing what works for them, and everyone's treating it. Everyone in that, whether it's 3 to 4 or 2 or 5, is treating it like an experiment, and they're learning about their own like hunger and fullness cues. And I hope everyone listening does that.
Yes. Yes. So, and that's great. And so, you know, as you've said before, like the average person, you know, it really, some people may be 2 meals, it could be 3, it could be 4 or 5, but really it just depends on where you're at and what's going on. And generally, you're going to be fine, right? In terms of protein, like you said before, you know, where you probably don't need that protein shake. As well, quickly, because a lot of people, you know, probably want to know about this, carbohydrates. So, and I'm talking starchy carbs. I'm not talking about like just your, you know, leafy greens, you know, carbs, but like really like rice and, you know, I just say rice all the time because that's pretty much all we have over here. But like, you know, in terms
pasta
of that,
bread.
Right, pasta bread, there's other stuff out there, right? You know, people ask about that. So what advice do you give people regarding the carbs in terms of working out and things?
So again, this is one of those things where for the average person that's working out like 4 times a week, then portion carbohydrates at a meal 3 or 4 times a day is, you know, portion protein at a meal 3 or 4 times a day, you're set. Like that's as much as we need to get into it. If someone's like a really serious endurance athlete and they're doing, you know, like long day one day, like high intensity interval training the next day, they might actually need to look at, do I need to replenish my glycogen stores right after my workout? Right.
Yeah. That totally makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not most of us, if you can get your needs met throughout the day, that's the deal. And you should get your needs met throughout the day.
Yeah.
Right. I don't want to throw that out there. Like it's nothing. Like you should actually get enough. And so if you aren't working out more than an hour a day, then you probably don't need, you know, more than a portion of carbohydrates per meal.
Cool.
Probably.
Cool.
But again, like, pay attention to your own experience and see.
Sure.
But then the flip side of that is most people who are working out are going to need to make sure that they get enough carbohydrates.
Sure.
You probably don't want to cut it out completely for most people.
Totally makes sense. Yeah. Keto, whole other thing. You know, maybe that could be a topic for another podcast we could see. But yeah. To kind of wrap this up, you know, really, I love what you had to say. Like the majority, you know, of people, especially in the eating skills, generally what, 3 to 4 meals a day. And just being aware of the snacking of what's going on. Like you said, it's not that snacking is necessarily good or bad. It's just one of those things of, is it necessary for what's going on during the day? You know, it's really interesting point that you brought up that, you know, even people who did snack ate the same amount of food during their meals. Pretty interesting. I have to remind my kids about that. So,
kids are different.
Yeah.
So I want to be super clear because we actually have had people in the program that are like, oh, 3 times a day and fast between meals. And like young kids, especially don't have big enough stomachs
right.
to get all the energy that they need right. in just like 3 meals. So like, I want to be clear that I'm, you know, don't make your toddlers fast between meals because
different. My kids, they eat the fridge every day, and so we just kind of let them do their thing. But in terms of, you know, grown ass people, you know what is it, you know, plate your meals, make sure they're balanced, eat slow, you know, look at your hunger compared to you know, just having an emotional response. What are some other things to kind of wrap up here?
So like it's one of those things that like everything you said is like so like something that like your grandparents might have told you to do, right? I mean, like it's so practical and yet like no one's doing it.
Right. You know? Yeah. It's almost like this stuff has been known for many, many years, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird how that works out, right?
Have some vegetable. I mean, like it doesn't sound super sexy, and yet like the people that are doing it, it really, really works.
Yeah.
It's super practical. It's super normal. Okay, that's another thing that like a lot of people come to us asking for. They're like, I want to eat normally.
Oh, like wow.
What does it look like to eat normally?
Yeah.
And like actually like 3 meals a day that are like vegetables and then like protein and carbohydrates, a little bit of fat, like works really well. People should try doing it. and when people do it, like they find out that it actually does work to regulate their food really naturally and really comfortably and enduringly, right?
Yeah.
Like this isn't something that, you know, like people like snap and have to, you know, like it isn't like the rigid diet rules where people can't keep doing it.
That's good.
Like people can actually do this stuff.
So that could almost be your bonus tip, I guess, today. It's like veggies, little bit of carbs, protein, little bit of fat. Yeah.
So you were asking about like starchy carbs?
Yeah.
Quarter of your plate. You're fine.
Yeah. There you go. Cool. We covered a lot of stuff today. But again, really just comes down to looking at what's good for you, which is always tough.
Yeah.
That's why I really love the eating skills program that we have because it, you know, works with you and figure out exactly what you need. It's not just a matter of saying here's one diet that you should follow. And, you know, some people might have 2 meals a day, like myself. Some other people might have upwards of 5 to 6, which is great, which I think is really cool.
That's what I would put in as the bonus tip.
Uh-huh.
Would be that like if you are going to make these kinds of decisions based on your own experience, that means you need to set aside some time to reflect.
Nice.
Right.
Nice. That's really
good. 10 minutes a week.
Yep.
Look at like, oh, okay, I tried out 2 meals a day for the last 2 weeks. How'd that go?
Yes. Yes.
You know, was I starving? Did I make good choices when I was in, you know, or I tried out 5 meals a day. How'd that go? Oh, you know what? Like, I think that was, you know, and when you go through that process, you'll know. And the mistake that most people make is that they don't treat it like an experiment and they don't have some time to actually like go back over their last week or two and see how it went.
That's really good. Thanks, man. I'm going to do that too, you know, because I just love that kind of stuff.
Because you've never done that before.
I've never done it before. So Thank you so much. Like always, if any of you listening have any questions, please join in on our Facebook podcast group. Ask your question and we will answer it next time. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.